Poppy Pym and the Double Jinx, written by Laura Wood and read by Amy Enticknap. It was late in the evening, and I was soaring majestically through the air, whizzing around like an acrobatic bumblebee. Somewhere below, I could hear a crowd of people chanting my name as I tumbled into a particularly impressive mid-air pirouette. Madame Pym, ringleader and trapeze artist extraordinaire, swung back and forth in front of me, her short legs hooked over the trapeze and her arms held out, waiting to pull me to safety. Reaching forward, I stretched out as far as I could, ready to grab onto Pym and to hear the humongous roar of applause fill my ears. Instead, I felt my fingertips brush Pym's before they slipped away, leaving me grabbing at nothing but thin air. Then I was falling. Down. Down. D-O-W-N. It was as if the world went into slow motion. The sound of the crowd disappeared, and all I could hear was the thundering beat of my heart. With a sickening lurch of my stomach, I saw the ground rising up to meet me. I opened my mouth to scream, but no sound came out. Instead, there was Pym's voice, full of fear and pain, shouting one word over and over again. Poppy! With a gasp, I sat up in bed. My heart was hammering, but as my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I made out the reassuring shapes of my dorm room and heard the gentle breathing of my two sleeping roommates. I fumbled around on my nightstand and grabbed my torch. Then I shuffled down under my bed covers and sat up so that I was inside my own little tent before turning on the light. I'd had the same dream a few times now, and sometimes the only thing that gets rid of those dark, pesky nightmare feelings is a big, shining light bulb.